gradually, piece by piece, release your resistant thoughts, which are the only disallowing factors involved. Your increasing relief will be the indicator that you are releasing resistance, just as your feelings of increased tension, anger, frustration, and so on, have been your indicators that you have been adding to your resistance. Well-being is lined up outside your door. We want to remind you of the basic premise that must be understood before any of this will make sense to you. Well-being flows. Well-being wants you. Well-being is lined up outside your door. Everything you've ever desired, whether spoken or unspoken, has been transmitted by you vibrationally. It has been heard and understood by Source and has been answered. And now you're going to feel your way into allowing yourself to receive it, one feeling at a time. You are a physical extension of Source energy. You're an extension of Source energy. You're standing on the leading edge of thought. Your time-space reality was set into motion through the power of thought long before it manifested in the physical form in which you see it now. Everything in your physical environment was created from non-physical perspective by that which you call Source. And just as Source created your world and you through the power of focused thought, you are continuing to create your world from this leading edge place in this time-space reality. You and that which you call Source are the same. You cannot be separated from Source. Source is never separated from you. When we think of you, we think of Source. When we think of Source, we think of you. Source never offers a thought that causes separation from you. You cannot offer a thought that would cause total separation. Separation is actually far too strong a word. But you can offer thoughts that are different enough in vibrational nature to hinder your natural connection with Source. We refer to that condition as resistance. The only form of resistance or hindrance of your connection to that which is Source is offered by you from your physical perspective. Source is always fully available to you, and well-being is constantly extended to you, and often you are in the state of allowing this well-being, but sometimes you are not. We want to assist you in consciously allowing your connection more of the time to Source. As extensions of non-physical energy, you are taking thought beyond that which it has been before, and through contrast, you will come to conclusions or decisions. And once you align with your desire, the non-physical energy that creates worlds will flow through you, which means enthusiasm, passion, and triumph. This is your destiny. From the non-physical, you created you, and now from the physical, you continue to create. We all must have objects of attention, desires that are ringing our bells, in order to feel the fullness of who we are flowing through us for the continuation of all that is. That desire is what puts the eternalness in eternity. The evolutionary value of your personal preferences. Do not underestimate the value of your preferences, for the evolution of your planet depends on those of you on the leading edge of thought continuing to fine-tune your desires, and the contrast or variety in which you are standing provides the perfect environment for the formation of your personal preferences. As you are standing in the midst of contrast, new desires are radiating constantly from you in the form of vibrational signals that are received and answered by Source. And in that moment, the universe is expanding. This book is not about the expanding universe, or about Source answering your every request, or about your worthiness, for all that is a given. This book is about putting yourself in a vibrational place of receiving all that you are asking for. The Science of Deliberate Creation. We want to assist you in the deliberate realization of the things that your environment has inspired within you, for we want you to experience the exhilaration of joyously, consciously creating your own reality. You do create your own reality. No one else does, and You create your own reality, even if you do not understand that you do so. For that reason, you often create by default. When you are consciously aware of your own thoughts, and you are deliberately offering them, then you are the deliberate creator of your own reality. And that is what you intended when you made the decision to come forth into this body. Your desires and beliefs are just thoughts. Ask, and it is given. You ask through your intention, through your wanting, through your desire. That is asking. Whether you desire it to happen, or you desire it not to happen, you are asking. You do not have to use your words. You just have to feel it in your being. I desire this. I adore this. I appreciate this. And so on. That desire is the beginning of all attraction. You never grow tired of expansion or of creation, for there is no ending to the new ideas of desires that flow. With every new idea of something you would like to experience, possess, or know, will come its actualization or manifestation, and with that manifestation will also come a new perspective from which you will desire. The contrast, or variety, never ends, so the sprouting forth of new desires will never end, and as that asking never ends, the answering never ceases to flow. And so new perspectives will always be yours. New contrasts and new inspiring desires and perspectives will be laid out eternally before you. Once you relax into the idea that you will never cease to be, that new ideas will be constantly born within you, that Source will never stop answering your desires, and that your expansion is, therefore, eternal, then you may begin to relax if, in this moment, there is something that you desire that has not yet come to fruition. It is our desire that you become one who is happy with that which you are and with that which you have, while at the same time being eager for more. That is the optimal creative vantage point, to stand on the brink of what is coming, feeling eager, optimistic anticipation, with no feeling of impatience, doubt, or unworthiness hindering the receiving of it. That is the science of deliberate creation at its best. Chapter 5. This simple basis of understanding makes it all fit together. There is a current that runs through everything. It exists throughout the universe, and it exists throughout all that is. It is the basis of the universe, and it is the basis of your physical world. Some are aware of this energy, but most humans are unaware of it. However, everyone is affected by it. As you begin to understand the basis of your world and you begin to look for, or better said, feel for, your awareness of this source energy that is the basis of all things, you will then understand everything about your own experience. You will also more clearly understand the experiences of those around you. A consistent formula gives you consistent results. Like learning to understand the basics of mathematics and then having the successful experience of understanding the results of their applications, you will now have a formula for understanding your world that will always be consistent and which will yield consistent results to you. They will be so consistent that you will be able to predict your future experiences with absolute accuracy, and you will be able to understand your past experiences with a knowing that was unavailable to you before. You will never again feel like a victim, in the past or future, cowering from the idea of unwanted things pouncing into your life experience. You will finally understand the absolute creative control that you have of your own life experience. And then, you will be able to turn your attention to your own creative power, and you will experience the absolute bliss of watching all manner of things converging to assist you in the creation of your own specific desires. Everyone has this potential, and some are realizing it. It will be an extremely satisfying experience to identify your own personal desires, which will be rising from the contrasting life experiences that you are living, and to know that each of those desires can be fully realized. From that place of belief, from that place of understanding the basics that are always consistent, You will now shorten the time between the inception of your idea of desire and its full and absolute manifestation. You will come to know that all things you desire can come easily and swiftly into your experience. You are a vibrational being in a vibrational environment. You can feel whether you are allowing your full connection to source energy or not. In other words, the better you feel, the more you are allowing your connection. The worse you feel, the less you are allowing your connection. Feeling good equals allowing the connection. Feeling bad equals not allowing the connection. Feeling bad equals resisting the connection to your source. You are, even in your physical expression of flesh, blood, and bone, a vibrational being, and everything you experience in your physical environment is vibrational. And it is only through your ability to translate vibration that you're able to understand your physical world at all. In other words, through your eyes, you translate vibration into what you see. Using your ears, you translate vibration into the sounds that you hear. Even your nose, tongue, and fingertips are translating vibrations into smells, tastes, and touches that help you understand your world. But your most sophisticated of vibrational interpreters by far are your emotions. Your emotions as vibrational interpreters. By paying attention to the signals of your emotions, you can understand with absolute precision everything you are now living or have ever lived. And with a precision and ease that you may have never before experienced, you can use this new understanding of your emotions to orchestrate a future experience that will please you in every way. By paying attention to the way you feel, you can fulfill your reason for being here, and you can continue your intended expansion in the joyful way that you intended. By understanding your emotional connection to who you really are, you will come to understand not only what is happening in your own world and why, but you will also understand every other living being with whom you interact. Never again will you have unanswered questions about your world. You will understand from a very deep level, from your broader non-physical perspective, and through your own personal physical experience, everything about who you are, who you have been, and who you are becoming. Chapter 6. The Law of Attraction, the Most Powerful Law in the Universe. Every thought vibrates, every thought radiates a signal, and every thought attracts a matching signal back. We call that process the law of attraction. The law of attraction says, that which is like unto itself is drawn. And so, you might see the powerful law, E, of attraction, as a sort of universal manager that sees to it that all thoughts that match one another line up. You understand this principle when you turn on your radio and deliberately tune your receiver to match a signal from a broadcasting tower. You do not expect to hear music that is being broadcast on the radio frequency of 101 FM to be received on your tuner when it is set to 98.6 FM. You understand that radio vibrational frequencies must match, and the law of attraction agrees with you. So, as your experience causes you to launch vibrational rockets of desires, you must then find ways of holding yourself consistently in vibrational harmony with those desires in order to receive their manifestation. To what are you giving your attention? Whatever you are giving your attention to causes you to emit a vibration, and the vibrations that you offer equal your asking, which equals your point of attraction. If there is something you desire that you currently do not have, you need only put your attention upon it, and, by the law of attraction, it will come to you. For as you think about this thing or experience that you desire, you offer a vibration, and then, by law, that very thing or experience must come to you. However, if there is something that you desire that you currently do not have, and you put your attention upon your current state of not having it, then law of attraction will continue to match that not having it vibration. So you will continue to not have that which you desire. It is law. How can I know what I'm attracting? The key to bringing something into your experience that you desire is to achieve vibrational harmony with what you desire. And the easiest way for you to achieve vibrational harmony with it is to imagine having it. Pretend that it is already in your experience. Flow your thoughts towards the enjoyment of the experience, and as you practice those thoughts and begin to consistently offer that vibration, then you'll be in the place of allowing that into your experience. Now, by paying attention to the way you feel, you can easily know if you are giving your attention to your desire or if you are giving it to the absence of your desire. When your thoughts are a vibrational match to your desire, you feel good. Your emotional range would be from contentment to expectation to eagerness to joy. But if you are giving your attention to the lack or absence of your desire, your emotions would change from feelings of pessimism to worry to discouragement to anger to insecurity to depression. And so, as you become consciously aware of your emotions, you will always know how you are doing with the allowing part of your creative process. And you will never again misunderstand why things are turning out the way they are. Your emotions provide a wonderful guidance system for you, and if you will pay attention to them, you will be able to guide yourself to anything that you desire. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. By the powerful universal law of attraction, you draw to you the essence of whatever you are predominantly thinking about. So, if you are predominantly thinking about the things that you desire, your life experience reflects those things. And in the same way, if you are predominantly thinking about what you do not want, your life experience reflects those things. Whatever you are thinking about is like planning a future event. When you are appreciating, you are planning. When you are worrying, you are planning. Worrying is using your imagination to create something you do not want. Every thought, every idea, every being, everything is vibrational. So when you focus your attention on something, even for a short period of time, the vibration of your being begins to reflect the vibration of that which you are giving your attention to. The more you think about it, the more you vibrate like it. The more you vibrate like it, the more of that which is like it is attracted to you. That trend in attraction will continue to increase until a different vibration is offered by you. And when a different vibration is offered, things that match that vibration are then drawn to you by you. When you understand the law of attraction, you are never surprised by what occurs in your experience, for you understand that you have invited every bit of it in through your own thought process. Nothing can occur in your life experience without your invitation of it through your thought. Because there are no exceptions to the powerful law of attraction, a thorough understanding of it is easy to achieve. And once you understand that, you get what you think about. And, equally important, when you are aware of what you are thinking about, then you are in the position to exercise absolute control of your experience. How big are your vibrational differences? Here are some examples. There is a very big vibrational difference in your thoughts of appreciation of your mate and in your thoughts of what you would like to be different about your mate. And your relationship with your mate, without exception, reflects the preponderance of your thoughts. For while you may not have done it consciously, you have literally thought your relationship into being. Your desire for an improved financial condition cannot come to you if you often feel jealous of your neighbor's good fortune. For the vibration of your desire and the vibration of your jealous feelings are different vibrations. An understanding of your vibrational nature will make it possible for you to easily, deliberately create your own reality. And then, in time and with practice, you will discover that all desire that you hold can be easily realized. And there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a summoner of vibrational energy. You are consciousness. You are energy. You are vibration. You are electricity. You are source energy. You are creator. You are on the leading edge of thought. You are the most specific, most active summoner and utilizer of the energy that creates worlds, that exists anywhere in this always evolving, eternally becoming universe. You are creative genius expressing here in this leading edge, time-space reality for the purpose of taking thought beyond that which it has ever been before. Even though it may seem odd to you at first, it will be helpful for you to begin to accept yourself as a vibrational being, for this is a vibrational universe in which you are living, and the laws that govern this universe are vibrationally based. Once you become consciously at one with the universal laws and gain an understanding of why things respond in the way they do, all mystery and confusion will be replaced by clarity and understanding. Doubt and fear will be replaced with knowledge and confidence. Uncertainty will be replaced with certainty, and joy will return as the basic premise of your experience. When your desires and beliefs are a vibrational match. That which is like unto itself is drawn. So the vibration of your being must match the vibration of your desire in order for your desire to be fully received by you. You cannot desire something, predominantly focus on the absence of it, and then expect to receive it, because the vibrational frequency of its absence and the vibrational frequency of its presence are very different frequencies. Another way of saying this is, your desires and your beliefs must be a vibrational match in order for you to receive that which you desire. Here is a glimpse of the bigger picture. You are here having experiences that cause you, in your divinely specific perspective, to identify, consciously or unconsciously, your personal preferences. Now, as that happens, Source, who hears you and adores you, immediately answers your vibrational electronic request, whether you're able to put conscious verbal words to it or not. So no matter what you ask for, whether you ask for it with your words or with just a subtle impression of your desire, your request is heard and answered every time. No exceptions. When you ask, it is always given. All that is benefiting from your existence. Because of your exposure to your specific experience, which causes your specific desire to be formulated within you, and because Source hears and answers your request, the universe, in which we are all focused, expands. What a wonderful thing! Your current time-space reality, your current culture, your current ways of looking at things, all the things that make up your perspective, have evolved over countless generations. In fact, it would not be possible to retrace all the desires, conclusions, and perspectives that have resulted in your unique point of view right here and now. But what we want very much for you to hear is that no matter what has caused your unique point of view to come about, it has come about. You do exist. You are thinking. You are perceiving. You are asking. And you are being answered. And all that is benefiting from your existence and from your point of view. So your importance is not in question, not to us anyway. We completely understand your immense value. Your worthiness is not in question, not to us anyway. We know that you deserve to have the energy that creates worlds responding to your every desire, and we know that it does. But many of you, for many reasons, hold yourself apart from receiving the very things you are asking for. Rediscover the art of allowing your natural well-being. We want you to rediscover your innate ability to allow the well-being of this universe to flow steadily and unrestricted into your experience, and we call this discipline the art of allowing. It is the art of allowing, the well-being which makes up every particle of that which you are and that which you come from, to continue to flow through you as you continue to be. The art of allowing is the art of no longer resisting the well-being that you deserve, the well-being that is natural, the well-being that is your legacy, your source, and your very being. Now, there are no preliminary courses for you to study in preparation for understanding what is presented here. This book is written so that you can begin to receive value from right where you are. You are ready for this information right now, and this information is ready for you. Chapter 7. You are standing on the leading edge of thought. We like to refer to the place where you are standing as the leading edge of thought, for as long as you stand there, in your physical body, in your physical environment, having your physical experience, you are the furthermost extension of which we are. All that has ever been before is culminating into that which you now are. And just as all of your experience, from the time of your birth into your physical body until now, has culminated into who you now are, all that has ever been experienced by all that is has culminated into all that is now being experienced by the physical life experience on planet Earth. As every person on your planet is having experiences that are causing their desires to be born, a sort of mass summoning is occurring, which literally equals the evolution of your planet. And so, the more you interact, the more your personal preferences are being identified and radiated. And the more of your preferences that are being radiated, the more are being answered. As such, a powerful stream of source energy is now stretched out before you from which your individual, personal preferences will be received. In other words, because of what so many have lived and are living, and because of the summoning power of so many of their desires, the well-being of your future experience is well in place. And in like manner, your current desires will, in turn, provide an energy stream for future generations to benefit from. If you can desire it, the universe can produce it. If your involvement in your time-space reality inspires within you any sincere desire, then the universe has the means to supply the results that you seek. Because your ability to reach for more expands with each achievement that came before, the expansion may feel breathtaking to those just coming to understand the power of it, but it may feel absolutely normal to those who have already come to understand and expect the well-being to flow constantly into their experience. The stream of well-being flows even if you do not understand that it does, but when you consciously become aligned with it, your creative endeavor becomes so much more satisfying. For then you discover that there is absolutely nothing that you desire that you cannot achieve. It works whether you understand it or not. It is not necessary that you fully understand the complexities of this eternally expanding environment in order to reap the benefits of that which it has become, but it is necessary that you find a way to go with the flow of the well-being that is stretched out before you. So, in that effort, we offer these words. There is only a stream of well-being that flows. You cannot allow it or resist it, but it flows just the same. You would not walk into a brightly lit room and look for the dark switch. In other words, you would not expect to find a switch that would flood an inky darkness into the room to cover the brightness of the light. You would find a switch that would resist the light, for in the absence of the light there is darkness. And, in like manner, there is not a source of evil. But there could be a resisting of that which you believe is good, just as there is not a source of sickness, but there could be a resisting of the natural well-being. Without asking, you will receive no answer. Sometimes people will compliment Esther for being able to receive the wisdom of Abraham, and for putting it into written or spoken words for others to experience and receive benefit from, and we would also add our appreciation to that. But we also want to point out that Esther's receiving and translation of our vibration is only part of the equation. Without the asking that precedes it, there would be no answering. The people of your times are benefiting dramatically from the experiences of those generations that preceded you, for through the experiences that they lived and the desires that were generated within them, the summoning began. And today, you are the ones